The council approved the ordinance last May with strong backing from Mayor Ashton Hayward and his staff. Attorney Alistair McKenzie told the panel that the backlash from the ordinance has extended well beyond the city limits.
From a Reuters article this week, amid freezing temps, Florida's town camping law bars homeless from using blankets. East Tennessee News, Pensacola abuses the homeless. Orlando Sentinel, Pensacola's blanket ban folds during cold snap. This was a five-minute search on the internet.
Councilwoman Sherry Myers, one of three who voted against it, proposed the amendment. She said it was personal to her because her late mother suffered from narcolepsy, commonly known as sleeping sickness.
My mother actually was run out of several places. I remember her being harassed by the police just for being asleep. I was really incensed one time when she told me she had been run out of a laundry by a police officer.
The change is to Section 8122 of the City Code, removing the prohibition relating to sleeping on public lands on or under blankets, newspapers, cardboard, or other items. Two members of the council, P.C. Wu and Megan Pratt, were absent, as was Mayor Hayward, who's in Singapore. About 20 people spoke to the council prior to the vote, led off by homeless advocate Nathan Monk, who mounted an online petition against the ordinance. He credited those voices with changing Mayor Ashton Hayward's position.
First, I would like to thank the mayor and his staff for responding to me and 14,000 of my closest friends. And I think that it is obvious what direction we're going here tonight. You guys are pretty amicable at this point, I think.
Following Monk were others, some homeless, some not, who expressed their support for what would be, in effect, legalizing blankets on city property. To illustrate their point, many wore blankets around their shoulders while addressing the council, including social worker Julie Patton.
I see these ordinances being very sad because I think they punish the present group of homeless people for the Occupy movement, basically. The ordinance really didn't exist before that, and I think that it's very unfortunate in this country to punish a group of people for a legal protest.
After the speakers, Councilman Charles Baer, who's running for mayor, offered a second amendment to abolish all of Section 8122 and not just a piece of it.
This ordinance is a cop-out on the part of city government. What this says is that we are going to make homelessness criminal activity. And I don't care what you say about who this applies to. I bet you if a group of Cub Scouts was out on public land in a tent, you wouldn't arrest them, you wouldn't tear up their tents or anything.
The 4-3 vote in favor of Bear's amendment fell short of the required 5 votes needed for passage, and that hit a raw nerve with the audience.
We're going to go back to the original amendment. Excuse me.
Madam, listen. We didn't ask for this originally. They're going to pass what we asked.
Let's vote on the main motion.
The original amendment passed unanimously, as did a resolution to set up a task force to study the homeless issue and develop remedies. The resolution was sponsored by Councilman Larry B. Johnson on a recommendation from the mayor's office.
This task force will take a look at all ordinances, the one that we discussed tonight, a look at what's happening in other communities, what's working, and bring back solutions to this city council. It's easy to call us names and to say that we don't have a heart. And sometimes you really don't know what's going on up here and why we do certain things.
The task force was mentioned when the original camping ordinance was passed last year, but no action was taken. At the start of Thursday's meeting, advocate Nathan Monk had asked that the plan be moved forward.
This isn't the time to run our mayoral campaign. This isn't the time to be pushing personal agendas. This is the time to be putting those things aside for our community so that we can create real, lasting solutions for poverty.
The task force will contain at least 15 members who will submit their recommendations to the City Council sometime this fall. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.